I'm Duncan McLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Pinnacle and Huawei. I'm pleased now to welcome Fred Simon, executive for the Huawei business unit at Pinnacle, back to the podcast. Fred, good to see you again. We're going to delve a little bit into some of Huawei's enterprise solutions today, and specifically we're going to be looking at Wi-Fi 6, which is a subject that interests me a great deal, so I look forward to hearing a bit more about that. But we're also going to be talking about Ocean Store Dorado, which is Huawei's all-flash array technology, and we'll also chat briefly about its intelligent collaboration tools. But Fred, welcome. Good to see you again.
Excellent, Duncan. Thank you very much. On a very cold week in Gauteng, I'm sure with the business unusual, everybody's working remotely, so fantastic to chat to you again.
Good to see you. So, Wi-Fi 6, now this is a subject that I'm actually quite interested in because I'm potentially looking to acquire some Wi-Fi 6 gear myself. Fred, this is a new version of Wi-Fi. What can it do differently that the previous generation did not?
Great stuff. Excellent question, Duncan. And I'm not going to go into too much technical detail, but I'm going to give a little bit of background. I think very important to the listeners that are listening to the podcast on all the solutions that we're going to chat is that please go and research it on the web. Go onto the Tech Central website and please contact us, because we would love to showcase these solutions to you in the proof of concepts and also the benefits and ROE saving. Now, getting to Wi-Fi 6, just maybe taking people back to where the wireless standards were set. Now, if you look at it, wireless standards were set many, many years ago. Those of you that are as old as me will remember we refer to it in the technical environments as the 802.xx standard. Now, it goes back many, many, many years. Now, what has actually happened over the last few years, we're trying to unpack and make it more simple for people to understand. Okay, there's a standard called wireless standards, and we talk about the 802.xx. We're now actually today standing at the standard that they actually refer to as 802.11ax. Now, just to make it simplified, call it Wi-Fi 6. We've had Wi-Fi 4 as a new terminology in 2014. Then it was Wi-Fi 5, 2015 to 2019. And in 2019, the release of 802.11x was basically finalized, and that now became Wi-Fi 6. Now, why this is so important for companies to actually look at it? This is an evolution of the Wi-Fi wireless standard technology in the world. Now, very important for people to note, and not a lot of people know it, but Huawei is actually leading the standard. They've got one of their employees, a very senior person, that's actually the chairman of the International Standards Working Group on Wi-Fi 6. Now, Duncan, for you, in terms of a business, a small business environment, Wi-Fi 6 ability is fantastic. If you look at the reason why we've got to go Wi-Fi 6, and it's still in its infancy and initial stage, but for companies that are looking at actually replacing their architecture or putting in new architecture, it's important that you start looking at the Wi-Fi 6 technology. Wi-Fi 6 technology is very important. If you look at the way the world is going, especially the way we've been forced over the last 4 months in terms of remote working, it's important because we're doing more and more video conferencing. We're doing wireless video conferencing. We're doing more video calls. There's more IoT devices out there. And a lot of education is actually taking place, also via virtual reality. Now, the new Wi-Fi 6 technology that has been released and the product sets that's available provides with better latency and allows you for better video content. So that's actually partly why it's important. So a lot of standards are changing. If you look at the product sets out there, typically your mobile phone or your notebook or your PC has got a certain wireless technology standard that it came out with. Now, all of the new devices coming out that are being released will prescribe to the new 802.11ax standard. But you cannot get that benefit if you don't obviously have the back-end infrastructure in place, and as you actually migrate to new technology, you can only use that if your device, the end-user device, in the end actually also prescribes to the 802.11ax standard, which is called Wi-Fi 6 now. And Huawei is in the leading edge because they've released some product sets, and maybe I can just explain some more product sets for you and in terms of what it allows in the end.
Of course, sure.
Okay, so if you look at Wi-Fi 6 from a Huawei perspective, and again, please, people, go and have a look and search Huawei. It's called, the product is called Air Engine. So all it is actually is, it's a Wi-Fi access point. It's a Wi-Fi 6 access point that gives you multiple input, multiple output. That's for a more technical people on different bands in terms of the network outing, and also prescribing to a better throughput in terms of your, if you look at your home environment, you might have a 10 megabit fiber line or 20 megabit. Some of us are lucky of 100 megabit fiber download speed. Now, if you look at the Huawei Air Engine product sets, the Wi-Fi access point that they have, it can actually achieve a rate of up to 1.7 gigabits, supporting 512 users on one access point. Now, this is amazing. This is just crazy. Taking it back to a consumer environment, normally when you have a access point at home, and honestly, I think this is more for small, medium, and sized enterprises. But if you've got a Wi-Fi access point at home, your router, I think sometimes you can have a maximum of 10 users on it. Mm-hmm. But your speed also gets worse as many people that you actually allow onto your access point. Whereas this device is really giving you, for small, medium enterprises and broad suits, where you can have less access points, but a lot more people that can access it, and also with a lot better speed. So I would not put it in, to be honest with you, from a cost perspective in a home environment. Mm-hmm. This is more from a business perspective, Duncan, where you would actually implement something like this.
So is it like so many other technologies where it's only really affordable by enterprises to start with, but in 3 or 4 years from now, then Wi-Fi 6 routers will be affordable for your average home user?
Oh, yes, definitely. As we mature in the market, it's like any technology. Initially, your input costs are slightly higher, but then it becomes more affordable. Then I think it will actually transition it from a small type of business to your home environment, because home environments are also becoming a lot more relevant in terms of remote work. But I think coupled with 5G technology that is being rolled out to base stations growing into South Africa market and Africa market, that's where the benefit will come in, where you've got a 5G connectivity, and then in the home environment, you can have Wi-Fi 6 type of access points. It's very important to understand that the benefit will only come your direction once you've got devices that can make use of the new standard.
Yeah.
Even though the existing devices that you've got, they will work on a Wi-Fi 6 access point, and you will get better performance because of the way that the device is set up. But the real benefit is if you have devices that prescribes to the actual new standard, mm-hmm. and then have the technology. So yes, I foresee that it's most probably going to be a 2 to 3 year period where Wi-Fi 6 will also become a lot more competitive for you to actually implement into a home environment, because we are using and consuming a lot more bandwidth with education, with videos, virtual reality, IoT.
Yeah, interesting what you say about being a good solution for 5G. I think many people don't realize that 5G, and at least initially, is largely going to be a fixed wireless solution, and therefore you're going to have a Wi-Fi hotspot in your home. And of course, the fiber environment as well. We've seen fiber rolling out quite aggressively around Joburg. You mentioned 100 megabits per second, but I think some of the fiber to the home providers in South Africa go up to a gigabit a second. And the existing Wi-Fi 5 and earlier Wi-Fi technologies are simply not fast enough to be able to deliver that, if that's a word, from your fiber connection into your Wi-Fi environment.
100% correct. You're quite correct. So to utilize that benefit, you're going to have a new access point that prescribes to Wi-Fi 6 in order for you to get the throughput of speed that you can get from your fiber service providers.
But it'll be enterprises, companies looking to deploy perhaps Wi-Fi for the first time in a new building, for example, where this is going to go in first.
Yes, that is exactly the point. That's exactly where you can actually get a very quick return and benefit and save on your TCO, because now instead of having to, let's say, for instance, your traditional type of businesses had cable networks, mm-hmm. now they can go wireless, and they can actually have less access points managing all of the people, the users in that environment. So it's actually for new and also where people are considering replacing the old cable infrastructure.
Yeah.
Look at Wi-Fi 6. That is where you get the benefit immediately. Much simpler to roll out, much simpler to actually support and maintain, and reducing the cost of complexity by reducing the number of devices that you have to put in. That's exactly the point. If I look at it right now, from a small, medium enterprise perspective, and mining capability as well, mines, financial sectors, health, I think may be important for people to understand and know where one can apply it. We've rolled out Pinnacle through one of our partners with the field hospitals recently in Nasrec. I think it was on the news, where we had to actually create additional beds, and the back-end infrastructure for that to assist people with connectivity was actually Wi-Fi 6. So those are the applications where you've got dense populated, lot of people, a lot of users that need to go onto the network.
Sports stadiums, I'd imagine, would be a useful use case for this.
Very much so. Very much your stadium environment. If you think of it, you've got 40,000 plus people in stadiums. Your traditional access points, you will have to have hundreds of devices out there, whereas you can actually reduce it and most probably have half of the devices to give connectivity to all people.
Now, Fred, let's talk about all-flash arrays. You're going to have to explain to me what this is exactly. This is a technology from Huawei, which it's been working on and committing a lot of R&D money to over the last few years. And that's a product lineup called Ocean Store Dorado. I take it this has got to do with storage and replacing hard disk drives with faster flash storage. Am I kind of in the right area here, Fred?
Quite correct, Duncan, and maybe just finishing off on Wi-Fi 6, apologies about this, but I never mentioned this to you, that right now, also to bring in the total cost of ownership down for companies investigating replacing their cable network with, let's say, wireless network, there's a campaign which is going to run until the end of this year where they call it, Huawei calls it 2-for-1. Mm-hmm. So what you get two devices, two access points for the price of one. So that is actually reducing the cost and making it even more financially viable. So apologies, to go back on that one, but I forgot to mention that earlier. Now, getting to the Ocean Store Dorado, configure it with the all-flash technology. Very interesting naming convention that Huawei has got. And again, people, please go and do a bit of a research. Go and search Ocean Store Dorado. Now, just interesting, the naming concept. If you talk about Dorado, I think the majority of us know out there that Dorado is actually the fastest fish. So what Huawei has done, they've named their storage air network technologies Ocean Store, and then there's specific models. The model I'm talking about right now, which is configured with all flash SSD, is Dorado, which means it is the fastest networking technology that they believe that they are now globally. And a huge range. There's entry levels all the way up to top levels. Now, those guys that are clever, a lot more clever than me, talk about IOPS when you get to SAN technology and throughput and speeds. Now, the entry level IOPS that they've got on these devices takes it with the all flash technology that is a Huawei technology, because they manufacture their own solid state drives. They've got their own controller chipsets. They've got their own artificial intelligence on these chipsets. It takes it. It actually doubles the speed. At the entry level, from 40,000 IOPS, it takes it to 80,000 IOPS. But if you now start looking at the top-of-the-range solutions, you're talking about 20 million IOPS. But this is like a serious machine that is configured. But again, I want to actually tell you that it's scalable. It's from a very small footprint to much higher-scaled enterprise type of solution. It's a brilliant device. It's, again, something that I can't explain in terms of the technical functionality, but those guys understanding deduplication and compression capability, with Huawei owning the full solution, they can improve on the normal standards out there and actually make it a lot more impressive and a lot more better performance, if I can say. Right now what they say is that you can have 5 times the effective capacity with the duplication and the compression, so you need less hard drives to get the same type of storage space and storage capability that you would have on other type of sense.
Okay. Now, IOPS, what does that stand for? Input, output per second, or?
That's quite correct. That's exactly what it stands for. And that is actually just the time that it takes in terms of writing data onto the storage devices. And that is actually what the guys out there actually normally goes and test, and there's global standards on it where that's the benchmark speed that they actually use. So it's actually to write data to the disk.
Yes.
And they achieve this huge and twice the performance than other guys because of their own SSD technology
yeah.
and their own chipsets that they've actually manufactured, coupled okay. to have the compression capability, and that actually gives you the speed and the performance. Just on that, I think very important, even though it gives you twice the performance, five times the capability from a storage perspective, it uses less power. So if you go and actually look at it, especially load shedding, especially electricity prices going up for data centers for people out there, it's got a smaller footprint for deployment and it uses less power. I think it's almost half the amount of power that it uses than your traditional type of products. And that gives you a 50% reduction if you look at the total cost of ownership.
Fascinating. So I don't want to get too technical, Fred, but reading through the case studies and some of the technical papers around this, it referenced NVMe technology. And I've heard of SSDs and I've heard of NVMe. NVMe is related to, it's what, a faster type of SSD? And what is Huawei doing with it in its all-flash storage arrays?
Well, if you look at it, so NVMe is basically what also, it's called non-volatile memory expressed, NVMe. So it's actually chipsets and technology that Huawei's manufacture themselves. And based on that technology, they actually, with the flash link and with the flash storage devices, that allows them to actually have faster throughput from a performance perspective. They can increase the bandwidth. They can increase the input-output operations per second. And also coupled with that, obviously, is the reliability. So it's basically a technology that was actually set up that is allowing them to get a much better performance, much better technology from a storage area network perspective than some of the others out there.
Okay.
And just on that, a lot of vendors are starting to buy the NVMe technology also from Huawei, so that they can actually integrate it into their own type of products.
Okay. Interesting stuff. So, what are some of the applications for all-flash array storage like this? I imagine in memory applications like SAP are particularly suited for the sort of thing where you need real-time business decisions being made. But what are some of the other applications that you've seen in the South African context, Fred, where companies are using OceanStore Dorado for in their corporate IT environments?
Very much so in terms of what you've mentioned about SAP. I think the OceanStore Dorado is typically ideally suited for companies that have heavy, intense databases where they're actually doing a lot of writing, storage, your financial industries, your cloud services environment, where you require virtualization, where you've got distributed storage. All of your big data requirements are actually applications. What we've seen in the South African context where it's been rolling out, a lot of areas where there's huge data capacity, data requirements, your electricity industry, your financial industries, your also into mining areas and a lot of banking sectors, that is actually where this actually adds a lot of value, because if you look at the transactions, anything that is transactional based, huge transactions, that's actually where you want to use the ocean storage, OceanStore Dorado solution.
So do you think we're reaching the end of the road for your traditional spinning platter hard disk drive?
Yes, I do think we're reaching it. If you also start looking, it started spilling over into your normal client devices. So if you look at your typical type of notebooks and PCs, majority of them are now coming in with your SSD type of solutions.
Yeah.
And again, it's similar to the discussions we had earlier where we talked about when does it become affordable. I think SSD, if you look at it when it was released 2-3 years ago, it was quite expensive. But if you look at it now, I think majority of technologies and solutions out there, even in your client devices, are starting to come out with SSD, which gives you better performance, better reliability, better cost justification to go that direction.
Now, before we wrap up on Ocean Store, you have a campaign for customers and resellers. Take us through that.
Yes, interesting. And Huawei is actually quite brilliant with their campaigns because they know initially to go for SSD or all flash, it is expensive. However, what they've actually now done, and it's also released for the remainder of the year, is that they could provide you now with an all flash storage solution at the same price as per what you would have had in your traditional hard disk drive storage devices. So what it actually boils down to is that for the same price as a typical HDD, SAN, SSD solutions will cost now the same as for the old traditional type of drive. So very much a benefit right now, a huge benefit, huge ROI that you get because it actually gives you a fantastic and brilliant total cost of ownership for any company out there to actually rather go all flash because it gives you the performance, the reliability, and also it decreases your footprint. You need less SSD technology than what you would have with your traditional hard drives.
Yeah, and less cooling, as you mentioned as well a bit earlier, related to the power consumption.
Quite correct. Less cooling as well.
Right. Fred, before I let you go, let's briefly chat about intelligent collaboration solutions from Huawei. And specifically, you're keen to talk about the newly released Huawei Idea Hub. What is that?
This is a brilliant device. And this was actually, I don't know if the timing was just because and if Huawei held back on releasing this product set during the lockdown period or during COVID. But again, this is something I can't do it justice by just talking about it. I think the justice would be just go and type in Huawei Idea Hub. What a brilliant device. It's I can call it a cool product. If you go and actually research that, you'll see it's a device that, if I can simplify it, it's an all-in-one. It's basically an all-in-one device that allows now for intelligent collaboration. With a lot of us, majority of people having to work remotely, a lot of companies having branches, this device is essentially something that allows you to replace in your office environment, can be in a home environment, it replaces your video, let's say in terms of your video projector, it replaces your telephony, it replaces a PC, it replaces a television, it replaces audio. It's actually all in one device that allows you for intelligent collaboration. So it allows for video conference. It allows for HD projection. It allows for you to actually have minutes on the fly because the device, it's basically, if I can prescribe or describe it, it's actually a big television, but it's a much smarter television that's got integrated video, integrated video conferencing, integrated PC. So you don't need a minute taker anymore. You don't need all of the other devices. You've got one device that provides you with all of this capability at an HD level, and you can actually interact and collaborate now remotely anywhere. So the application for this device is just immense. If you think of it, it can be done in education, where you can do remote training for people, and where you actually have a digital whiteboard that you can write on. It projects automatically to the people on the other side. It takes minutes. It documents the information. It's so intelligent that when people actually, with the video conferencing side of it, when people actually talk, the video follows that person's. It follows the person's voice. It zooms in on the individual. So let's say you've got a huddle room or you've got a conference room where there's 5 or 7 people sitting. It will pick up which person is actually speaking. It will pick up and zoom in on that person. It will actually collaborate. It will communicate. So it's just a brilliant device. So in a practical and simple way, it's a video conferencing solution on steroids, which is just brilliant.
Sounds amazing. I'm going to need a demo of this next time we are able to meet, Fred. It's called the Huawei Idea Hub, one word. So if you go and search that on the internet and do an image search on that, I'm sure you'll get do a video search, actually. I'm sure you'll get a good insight into exactly how the Huawei Idea Hub works. But it sounds fascinating. I need a demo, Fred.
Will be great, Duncan. Would love to showcase it to you. It's on the vessel. It's on its way. It was actually released, like I say, about a month ago during midst of the lockdown. I think it is good timing, and I think this is going to be a brilliant product. It's going to save a lot of costs for companies that cannot travel anymore. Yeah. It's continents that you can utilize it. Brilliant, brilliant device. You would love it.
Fantastic. Fred, always good to talk to you. Fred is Huawei Business Unit Executive at Pinnacle. Thanks so much for sharing your insights today with Tech Central.